This is how it sounds on ESPN when a glass ceiling, or maybe a backboard, is being shattered.
Marker's third attempt. She hides her eyes. Tens around.
Perfect scores of 10 almost all around for 17-year-old Candace Parker on Monday night. She beat 5 male competitors to win the slam dunk contest at the McDonald's High School All-American basketball game. A female player has never done that before, and it wasn't even close. The 6'3" high school senior had 223 points. The runner-up had 148. Candace Parker is following in the gravity-defying footsteps of slam dunk champions who became NBA superstars, including LeBron James. Longtime basketball promoter Sonny Hill has been involved with the All-American game for 27 years. He was one of the judges at Monday night's contest. Mr. Hill, how good is Candace Parker?
She was by far the best dunker in the contest. And it just shows you how far the women's game has come over the many, many years of them trying to get the kind of recognition that they rightfully deserve.
Can you describe her shots? I'm assuming they get points for style as much as just getting it through the net.
Well, first off, she did a very nice dunk from the baseline, which I thought was exceptional. Just to see a woman to be able to rise above the rim and then to flush it down. So that was good. But then to see her take it to another level and then come up with the dunk at the end where she did the dunk that Sabalas did in the NBA slam dunk contest many years ago, where he put on a blindfold. What she did, she put her hands over her eyes, went to the basket, and threw it down. And I don't get too excited about the dunk because I've seen so much, but I had to give up the 10 and then get up and give her just recognition.
One thing that's pretty remarkable here is that Candace Parker had a knee injury last summer. She tore her ACL and said she thought she'd never dunk again. So here she is 8 months later winning this contest. Makes you wonder where she's headed.
I was sort of concerned when I saw that she had a knee brace on her left knee. But what I saw of her with the knee brace on, I want to say, wow, if there's no knee brace on.
She was using a women's ball, a smaller size ball, mm-hmm. during this contest. Did that give her any kind of advantage, do you think?
Well, I'm quite sure. Women do not have the same hand size as males. Some of the males who are some of the all-time great dunkers, they are great dunkers because they are able to palm the ball. Connie Hawkins is one of the great dunkers of all time. He has one of the biggest hands that you've ever seen on a basketball player. Julius Erving, Dr. J, has an exceptional hand. Even in the case of Michael Jordan, with all of the great spectacular dunks he was able to do, he has a great hand, so that allows him to be able to handle the ball in a manner that when you get to the rim, you're able to be creative, and Candace was able to do that.
I hadn't realized that the dunking in women's basketball is so rare that it's countable. Only five dunks ever during a women's college game, only one ever in the WNBA.
Well, with Candace, you're going to see a lot more of that. And what she will be able to do is to raise the expectations of those who will follow her. I would say within a short period of time of less than 3 years, you're going to see a bevy of lovely ladies that will begin to dunk the ball, not only in contests, but you will see them begin to throw the ball down in games.
She had kind of a refreshing response after she won on Monday night. She said, I hope 10 years from now this isn't a big deal. In other words, if a girl comes along 10 years from now, it'll be a commonplace thing.
Well, I think that she was sort of putting herself in a position of saying, I don't mind breaking, as you said, the glass ceiling, but let's look at it from the other point. You have the males that are involved in the dunking contest, and they're saying before they, a girl's involved. We don't have to worry about her. When it's all over, they're embarrassed because they were the ones who lost out to Candace.
She showed them.
Yes.
Sonny Hill, thanks very much.
It was a pleasure being with you.
Sonny Hill was one of the judges at this year's slam dunk contest at the high school All-American game, which was won for the first time by a girl, Candace Parker. She'll play for the University of Tennessee next season.